Welcome to this summary edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is March 30, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. U.S. cash in circulation sees biggest increase since the Y2K bug panic, Fed data indicates. Singapore crypto exchange eyes U.S. expansion after registering with FinCEN. Microsoft files patent application for crypto mining system powered by human activity. Opera's Android web browser adds access to crypto domains for ATM users. Telegram hopes it can still sell tokens to non-US investors after court ruling. Riot Blockchain says coronavirus outbreak might hurt crypto mining farms. Crypto derivatives platform gets nod from London Stock Exchange's software tester. German startup pitches decentralized ID for prescription pickup during COVID-19. Crypto lender Celsius taps Chainlink's price oracles for interest rate decentralization. Binance cut leveraged tokens because users don't read warning notices. Bear market over? Charts on Bitcoin and ASX 200 suggest otherwise. Investors in Polychain Capital's crypto hedge fund saw 1,332% gains if they stomached the dips. Bitcoin diverges from falling equities with $500 price rise. That's all for today. If you want to listen to the detailed news, you can select the next episode of our podcast. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.